Yeah.
And the other thing I think is very, very important is
yeah.
faith, you see.
Ah,
You
faith,
know,
very important.
don't
Yes.
underestimate yourself.
Yeah, you must have faith.
Yeah,
Faith
because
is very important.
people that able to come close to you or able to listen to your sharing,
yeah.
They must have
Yeah, very
behind,
strong faith. Otherwise, they cannot.
Yeah.
Then,
I mean, definitely they have something behind. It's just like
yeah, they have
don't
their karmic beliefs, past causes. Yeah, but you must have faith
Correct.
To penetrate the Dhamma. Don't underestimate faith. Faith is very important. The Sadda and Virya are very important. It must push you. When you realize the importance of this teaching, the beauty of this teaching, and how wonderful this teaching is, you will go all out to cultivate. That's how the faith will move you to Virya, to develop the sincerity and the perseverance, and you will progress. All this is part and parcel of cultivation, understanding.
Then Brother Teo say about the faith. One thing I want to say is faith is super
important.
The reason I say that is again and again here, and Brother Teo, you yourself say that as well. It's because this faith will sustain you in the long haul, you know.
Correct.
If you don't have faith, then after that, your engine...
Correct.
You don't have more energy.
Correct.
You know, after a while, you stop.
Yeah, you no longer have the or motivation.
Correct. You need that to sustain the
cultivation.
Yeah.
Very strong sadda.
Very important. Without cannot continue and sustain the long haul, you know. Yes. So I find that this one cannot underestimate.
Yes, very good.
I truly agree, you know.
Yes, you also came through that. Yeah, you also came through that.
Yes. Mm. So when I first started, so I want to talk a little bit about faith that Kayamita also can understand how this faith can be developed. When I first started, understanding the Buddha, the nine virtues, that is very important. And I also don't know how to chant in the past, right? I don't know the Pali. I learned that, and I also don't know the meaning, you know. I chant it, I learn it anyway, and then slowly,
The understanding comes.
Chanting, the meaning come out by
itself. Itself. Yes. Once you have the Dhamma, the Pali word had become very clear to you.
Yes. And the meaning also become clear to you. So as you chant, the meaning give you
the energy and the faith.
I don't know, this is from my own experience.
True. What
so
you say is very true.
The word itself, you somehow energize it.
Yeah, your heart open up. The joy.
Yes.
Then from there, the nature actually shine forth. That's how you progress.
So,
that's how you actually... able to detect the gateway and all say where it's from your faith, your sadda leading to the virya to actually push you and motivate you to constantly cultivate. You become very determined.
Constantly motivate you.
It's
so important, you know.
Correct.
I mean, you don't need anything but that itself help you to be motivated regardless of your schedule, whatever, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So this faith is extremely important.
Yeah, extremely
for
important.
For the long haul, if you really want to walk the path, it's really very important.
You need this faith. It's first of the five spiritual faculty. You need to have that. I remember when I had faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, especially my teachers who had given me the guidance and the whatever faith. That one motivated me. Then when I have faith in them, I listen attentively, then the words stand out. Then I can capture some of the important meaning that I need. Then from there, I move very fast. Actually, most of my teachers, they didn't really taught me anything about meditation, but they share with me certain very important truth. Truth about the mind, truth about nature's condition and all those things. Then once I listen, then it connect me back to the understanding of the cultivation. Then from there, on my own, I move because of my past. So I only need some pointer. Initially, it's about the mind. So when they taught me about the mind, they didn't even tell me that there are two mind, mundane mind and the true mind. No, they just tell me, Acharyantra, I remember, the first to tell me about the mind. He said, mind is mind. Body is the body. Body never the mind. Mind never the body. But we choose to take care of mind, be a mind most important. How with this, I had a lot of joy and I moved because I can connect it back to mind is a forerunner of all things. That's why he said, we choose to take care of mind. Then after that, he didn't end, no, he continued. He said, the body important too. Because the body and mind must harmonize for us to develop the cultivation. Now, all these are very important pointers. So I never take the extreme of self-mortification and all those things. No. Then I know the body is the body, mind is mind. That's why when I was in the meditative, I remember it was an 8 precept, 3 day, 2 night. I was so determined, I make the affirmation, something like the Buddha when he said, unless the Buddha went further, he said, not until the enlightenment come, he is not going to rise, even the sinus dry out or what. He make very strong affirmation that he meditate underneath the Bodhi tree, then he awakened. But that day, I remember, I make this very strong resolution. But the pain was so severe until like the thought tell me, if you continue, you may paralyze. Your leg may paralyze. Because of my faith and my understanding, just his word came out. No? Body is body. Mind is mind. Mind never the body. Body never the mind. I believe him. No? I have faith in him. No? So I continue to endure and relax and silent. Then it flashes through. After that, I understand the whole thing. Then I saw, mind is mind, body is body. The two are different. That's how I discern through the nama rupa parachedanyana. I mean, the first insight knowledge is that understand mind is mind, body is body. Body never the mind. Means the form and mind are two different things. But what is being taught in the book is different. He said the mind is the knowing element. The thing that the mind knows is the form, the rupa. Just like that. That is not the first jnana knowledge, the first insight knowledge. The one born of the direct seeing, the real insight, the transformation is you can see the body and the mind, the awareness and the thing, the two are detached, completely detached. Then when it flashes off, the whole pain is completely gone. Then the whole brain up here, there is a flash of light. It's like shift of consciousness. Suddenly my awareness becomes so bright. Then my, so-called sensation, which I term pain, which was so severe, the whole thing vanished. Then I was so amazed. I say, what is all this? Then I become very brave. With that awareness that I have, I look down onto the leg where it's giving me the pain earlier on. I check. I saw all this so-called, without words, the pulling sensation and all that. That thing, that movement is still there. But I realize it's relaxed already, it flashes through already, it flows through already. Yeah. Then the more I relax, the better it becomes. The flow becomes like very natural. Then after that, from that day onward, I have no more problem with pain. I can sit for whatever length of time or how long. I know how to relax into it. Then I know how pain comes to be. Because when you attach and you react or stir your mind and label it as pain, it becomes a hindrance. That's how I came to know, and I relax into it, silent, accept it. Sensation is just a sensation. Then when I relax into it, the constriction gets released. Then everything go back to normal, then I was able to silence my mind to develop the sati within. The mind enters sati. Then everything becomes very quiet, very still. Then there is a type of pity inside. Then slowly it becomes tranquility, stillness. That's how after that, until today, I got no more problem with pain. So that was a fantastic release and experience. So all these pointers, if you listen attentively, it can help you when you have the faith. This is the thing that I want to add on to what Po Cheng has shared, which is very good. Huh? Salute to you, Po Cheng. Huh?